Here on Storm Lake Radio, taking a few minutes now to visit with Sioux Central wrestling coach Brian Johnson. Opened the season at home last night, coach, a double duel. Pocahontas area Lorenz Marathon, that was a tough matchup. A little bit better it went for you against Storm Lake overall for the first meet of the season. How did you feel about things?
We were kind of disappointed after that first duel with Pokey. We thought we'd have a little more fight going into it, but you know, after that we kind of regrouped there, came out really strong versus Storm Lake and picked up quite a few wins there.
Yeah, four guys, in fact, won their matches.
Yeah, that's half of our lineup.
Yeah, so the numbers are kind of smaller this season, it looks like.
Yeah, we're starting out kind of low right now. We got a couple guys hurt and another guy that's not able to participate yet, so...
Yeah, one of those guys out for the time being is Caleb Gunderson, who was qualified for state the previous two seasons. I was asking you beforehand, and you can share right now, what is his time frame looking like to get back?
We're looking at around Christmas to get him back in our starting lineup. Had a little injury in the football season there that's kind of hung us up here for a little bit.
Well, let's go through the rest of the roster and mention some other names if you could.
Yeah, we got a 106-pounder this year, which has been a while since we've had a 106. And we actually got two of them. Nate Harden was varsity last night. And we got Noah Linder, who's been filling in at 113. Both very good young wrestlers, very exciting to watch. So this year we also picked up Ethan Bourbon, who moved back into the district from Emmitsburg. We were glad to get him back. He's going to really help us out. Keaton Linder is a sophomore this year. Kind of started out rough season last year, but ended strong, and last night he kind of took off where he left off last year. We also had a new student move in from the Omaha area, Brandon Chavez. Had a rough two goes last night, but we're looking to see some good stuff out of him. Colton Chow at 160. Ended last season really good. Had a real close match last night with Pokey and ended up getting a win versus the Storm Lake. Lane Wolf and Sid Stoner rounds us off. Both young and inexperienced wrestlers, but gaining knowledge every day.
Nathan, Ethan, Keaton, and Colton were all victorious last night. So from here, you go into tomorrow, Saturday, competing in Milford. How's the competition looking there?
Hopefully we leave off where we left off last night. As long as these guys come out and show us that they can do it and fight, it's going to be exciting to watch.
Who are some of the teams that are going to be there?
You know what? It's changed the last couple of years, and off the top of my head, I couldn't really tell you.
Okay, well, get there and give it a good go in Milford tomorrow. Sioux Central Wrestling Coach Brian Johnson, thanks a lot for the time and all the best going forward.
Yep, no problem. Thank you.